الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. On one occasion, a group of people walking, night fell and they got lost in a jungle. They carried on walking. They came across a place where there were very beautiful shining stones which really appealed to them. So seeing those stones, some of them decided to pick up some stones. Some picked up 20, 30, others 15, 10, others 5, others 2. Others didn't pick up. We are lost and we have now carry stones with us. So they didn't pick up. They carried on walking. In the morning they came out at the village. And when they went to the village and they explained, they got lost and this is what happened. The village people explained to them that this is a very, very dangerous jungle where you people got lost in. A lot of wild animals also, filled with reptiles, snakes also. And the crooks also make it a place for their refuge. They come and hide here. How you people came out safely and you have reached here. And they said that in this jungle are the most valuable diamonds in the world. But nobody had dared ever going there because so dangerous. You people were lost in your ignorance, you didn't know, and you came across it, and you are so fortunate you picked up and you came out here safely. So those who picked up 15, 20 diamonds, will they be happy or sad? Sad that we could have picked up so much more. And those who picked up 1, 2, and those who didn't pick up, so like that we are going through this dangerous jungle of this world where they are all crooks also, temptation, shaitan is there, nafs is with us all the time, the worst enemies, they are with us all the time. And we are also here in this dunya's jungle, but which is filled with so valuable diamonds. Our deen, this night which is coming, what a valuable night. So all these valuables are here. Now those who pick up from these valuables which are here, for the village is the day of Qiyamah, the day of Akhirah. And there you will have gone through this dangerous place of this dunya and you came out in Akhirah. Those who picked up 15, 20 of the valuable things of this dunya, the diamonds, they'll also be sorry. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasrat, the day of sorrow, where those who did all good will also be sorrowful. We could have done much more. And those who didn't do, it's quite clear that for them how much of sorrow there will be. So this is the time that we can pick up as much as we want to. And it's thrown, it's here. You don't have to dig for it also. Just pick up. And when a night like this comes, which is khayrum min alfi shahr, more valuable, what a diamond this is. What is the Kohinoor? What is any other diamond? This diamond which Allah has given. So we should appreciate it. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh gives the example that a person is offered to go into a wonderful fruit orchard. He's given a basket. You can fill up fruit as much as you want to. And two conditions only. You can only move frontwards. You can't reverse and come back again. And once your basket is full, you can't fill more fruit. So he goes into this orchard, and abad, he sees, and this orchard has got different sections. And he sees that in the first section, what export quality fruit. Fruit he never saw in his life ever. Best fruit. And he wants to start filling. But as he just looks up, he sees the next section has even got more better fruit. So he says, if I fill my basket, I can't fill more fruit. And there is more better fruit. This is what wonderful fruit, but that is even better. So he doesn't fill. He goes to the next section. Again he wants to fall, but as he looks to the next section, more better fruit also. Like that a few sections. When he comes to the last section, it was mirrored. And in a mirror, everything looks even more better than what it actually is. And that was even the best fruit, and mirrored it even looked more better. So he said, I'll go and take there. And as he walked, the opening in the mirror, he saw he's gone out of the fruit orchard. And he didn't put one fruit in his basket. And he's gone out. He can't reverse also. So just like that, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, we are in this orchard of this dunya. And the fruit of akhirat Allah is offering us. Right from the beginning. But we are always postponing it. We are always procrastinating. That when we are small children, even we feel that there is a time for playing. Little children playing all the time. And even if they do something, parents will also tell them, grown-up people, this is the time for your playing. On one time, Bahlul was a majzoob. A majzoob is a person who sees things different from what we see. Like one majzoob, he was asked the direction of the town. He gave the person the direction of the Qabristan, the graveyard. So he told him, you gave me wrong directions, I came out in the graveyard. He said, that is the town. Because everyone is leaving this temporary place and going to live permanently there. So that is the place. All the travelers are traveling here in the town, and they're traveling, they're all going and reaching there. That is the destination. So they understand reality. And real reality, and we take it that they are stupid. They don't know what they are talking. So Majlub is a person of that caliber, Behlul. One time he saw some little children playing. So one child was standing aside and not joining all the other children in their playing. So I asked, what's wrong? Perhaps he hasn't got money to buy the toys or whatever they were playing. So he asked him, why? So he said, you're not playing. So he says, are we created for playing? We are not created for playing. We are created for... Then he asked him, for what? He said, for Allah's ibadah. He says, you're a little child, sir. And you're talking of Allah's ibadah. So he says, I see my mother when she lights the fire. Of course, it was those days when they used to get the wood from the jungle and they should light the fire. So I see her when she lights the fire, she puts the twigs first. And when they catch on, then she puts the logs, the bigger pieces. So I'm also afraid, akhirat, Allah will put the little children first in the fire of Jahannam. So I'm concerned. So that is children. We feel that it is just time to play, etc. They also feel, take it for granted. The whole environment is that. Children must just be playing. And we encourage them more for playing. After that, they come to the teens. And the teens also were teenager. This has been actually coined, this word, and specified for this group in about the 1820s or so. And in order to make them a group which are not responsible at all. They must just, all the expenses must be paid for, and they can do what they want to. Nobody must tell them anything. It's that wild age. Jawani, Diwani, that just mad age, they just do what they, and they do the impossible things also. How they get together, club together, driving, drag races, they're speeding, etc. All the impossible things they do. So that age also, you say ibadat, no, this is not the age for ibadat. There is an age for fun, to paint the town red, to do all the worst and impossible things. Then after that comes the time now to get married. And now to get married, this is the age now, you have got married now, you're enjoying your wife now. Then you're having your children, enjoy your children now. Then comes the age to build your empire, to make your investments now. Worried about the wife's investments now. She must be secured. The children must be secured. You forget that I was never secured, and now I want to secure my children. Then you want to secure your grandchildren also. So all you are in that age now. Not now for ibadat, later. When we get old. And then you see, suddenly you are out of the garden. And old age came, Allah save us all. You are planning that now you're going to make the ibadat when you are old. You became paralyzed. or your wife became paralyzed. Now all your time is in her khidmat. Or you, she has to make your khidmat all the time. Such diseases came in your old age. And how many of us don't reach that age also? If you go to the Qabristan and you take note, most of the, you will see the Qabrs are people under 50. There are many people, but most of are under 50. So you hardly reach and you are gone. And you are out of the garden and you felt no fruit whatsoever. And you will be so sorrowful. How you will plead in the Akhirat to the Malaika, to the caretaker of Jahannam, please let us go back again. Give us a chance again. But you can't reverse in this garden. You can just move forward. So fortunate are those of us who realize this, and we don't wait for a single moment later. Now, as we are sitting, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that, for example, in a bayan like this, a majlis, and a person realizes, I must change my life, I must correct my life. He says, don't wait for the night after Maghrib. If it is 27th night, Allah knows which is Shabi Qadr, if it is tonight or what, that then I will make Tawbah. Don't wait for that. Don't wait that I'll get old, then I'll make. Don't wait for Ramadan if it's before Ramadan. Don't wait for I'll go in Jama'ah, then I'll make Tawbah. I'll go for Umrah, then in front of the Kaaba I'll make Tawbah. Don't immediately. And as soon as a person who is sitting here, all of us, and we know our gunas, we make Tawbah, then immediately you have made Tawbah, you are not committing the guna now. But you are in the habit of that guna, whether it's on the cell phone, whether it's any other guna. But you make Tawbah, you are free. Allah has forgiven you now. And immediately you are forgiven, Allah puts the crown of wilayat, that you're the wali, the friend of Allah. Allah puts that on your head already. So much so that if a person is sitting here and listening and he did not keep a beard, the person whose beard is growing, grown up person, he's shaving his beard and he makes Tawbah, no more I'm going to shave my beard. His beard is not going to grow immediately and it's only going to come one first length immediately. But that guna is off his head. He made Tawbah, he passes away. He won't be asked, you didn't keep a beard. He made his Tawbah, he's out of that guna. Anything else, whatever gunas we are involved in, any illicit relationship, anything, don't wait till I'll explain to the other person, now it's all over. No, don't, just you make your Tawbah and you just carry on. Don't worry about the other side also. So a person who makes Tawbah, that person is out of that guna. So we should, on this occasion, this is the time that now already, when we understand this, change our lives. Don't wait till I become a teenager, till I become an adult, till I become a father, a grandfather, immediately. And very fortunate are those people who make the Tawbah and they now remain firm on it. And they carry on in their life, they are the ones who are going to acquire not the small, insignificant headaches or investments of this dunya, the investments of akhirat, where there are no headaches. And you can easily invest in the palaces of Jannah and you don't have to worry of anything of it. You don't even have to maintain it, you don't have to do anything. Yeah, a small investment and you have to watch it. And the receiver is watching you, what investments you are making, where you are putting your money away. And he wants to know where you got your money from. But by Allah Ta'ala, those investments, you can have all the best of things there. Yeah, you build one swimming pool. You use it only in the summer. And some summers hardly have those hot days. And you have to maintain it throughout the year. And you have to worry also that nobody must drown. Little child goes, you have to make that security. How lot worries for some little artificial imaginary enjoyment. So much of effort. But the enjoyments of akhirat, and there you know accidents will happen there. Whatever, you can have all the water sports there. You can have all the transport there will be. And no accidents there. No old age there. No sicknesses there. No fights and arguments there. So that is the place that we should try and prepare. Also, In order to prepare for the akhirat, one beautiful example, we are all on the station of life. Like you have a railway station, we are on the station of life. And on the station of life, we are on the platform. So we have to see to our worldly needs. And our train of akhirat is moving along. And it is up to us how many coaches we want to add on. And it is moving, and we also moving on. We are reaching the end of our life. At the end of the platform, our life has ended. Our train will carry on. And its first stopping place will be the qabr. And now these coaches are coming empty. It's up to us. We can let them carry on going empty. Too busy, yeah, on the platform. Our dunya, this business, that business, this court case, that hospital, that problem, everything. We're too busy. We're not filling up anything. Or we can be filling up all snakes and pythons, all the sins that we commit. Greed and stinginess will turn into big pythons and big scorpions. So we can be sending that there. All our other sins that we are committing them here, but we are sending to our qabr in advance. We are sending all snakes and scorpions and fires, terribly, terrible burning fires we are sending. Worse things we can be filling up. We have got the choice. Or those coaches are there and we can add on as many. We can be filling it up with good deeds. We just need to our very basic needs beyond the platform, that this is going to be where my train is going, and permanently I'm going to be there. And the first stopping place of it, the first station is the qabr. And it will deliver the goods there, what we have sent. And it is up to us. So we are living our lives, whatever our age is going to be when we die, the platform will come to an end. Our life is finished. The train will carry on and go to the first station, qabr. Second station, qiyamah. There everything will be there. So it is up to us what we want to fill in. And when such occasions come, it is just prudent, it is just wise, it is just intelligence. Many people who know about these things about dunya, and we say that they are very clever. They are not clever, they are shrewd. Or they are really stupid, that they are so engaged in doing a small thing and not worried of the big thing which is coming. And just worried about this dunya. So the real intelligence is, whom Allah Ta'ala refers to as ulul albab, the people of intelligence. Not those people, we might think that I made so much investment for my children I've prepared, my grandchildren I've prepared. All this is of no avail at all. The real is a person who is prepared for the akhirah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reached old age, he was now on his verge of passing away, leaving this dunya. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the khalifa of the time, came and visited him, his friend also, a great sahabi also. So he told him, and he was the khalifa, so he said, I will issue your state pension from the government. So he said, you can say I'm leaving now, I'm here on my terminal illness, I'm going, what I'm going to do? He said, that is why I want to give it. You are going, you have got 9 daughters, and according to their rules, it will automatically transfer to the children. So they will be looked after, daughters, 9 daughters, not any working class or anything, who stay in their palace at home. So he said, for that I've taken long time, I've made arrangements. I've taught them Surah Waqia, and they will read that, and I've got no worry whatsoever about that. If a person's iman is at that level, I've got no worry for them. They will be provided for and looked after by Allah Ta'ala. So I've got no worry. So we get involved in all these things, but our own preparation for akhirat, we don't make that. That is, and a person who makes akhirat his object of life, Allah looks after his dunya. And Allah gives him his dunya in such a way that he cannot imagine also. So much he gives. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lived also for about 120 years. Different narrations, the famous narration. And he had so many children. He buried 120 with his own hands who passed away in his lifetime. He had much more children. And he said, I never worked for anyone. I never had a shop. I never had a farm. Allah provided. And for so many. And how many other cases? Allah is the provider. We, through salah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That you command your family people. You have to make your namaz. But don't be just satisfied with your namaz. Tell your family people also. And be firm and hold firmly onto that. لا نسألك رزقا. We are not asking you for rosy. نحن نرزقك. We will give you rosy. Your duty is to make Allah's ibadat. And our duty, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't any living creature on the surface of the earth, but it's rosy, it's sustenance. Allah has taken the responsibility. One great buzzur, somebody told him that you don't make any arrangement for your food and your earning. You are just making your ibadat all the time. He said, I've come in this dunya. I'm the guest of Allah Ta'ala in this dunya. And the right of the guest for entertainment is for 3 days. And 1 day by Allah is 1,000 years. So for 3,000 years, Allah has taken my responsibility. And I'm the guest of Allah. After that, I'll see what I must do, how to see to my earning. So Allah Ta'ala is the provider. There is absolutely no doubt. And the Sahaba, we look at the present condition. How are we going to live if we don't earn? And we look at other people, etc. And we get involved in so much of haram also. In order to do that, which Allah has taken the responsibility. We are taking taking Allah's responsibility on our shoulder. And that we have to make ibadat that we are not responsible for. We are responsible for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, if we do our share, and Allah will look after us in such a way that we cannot imagine also. Much, much more better than what we can do our own affairs, Allah will look after us. So for us is to build that trust on Allah, which we are lacking. We are living in this environment where you have to have material things. Until one imam sahab, the jamaat came. So the imam got worried. Now I have to see to them, the food, etc. And the jamaat is staying more longer. So he asked them that what arrangements have you made for your food? So then they said that we have made some arrangements. Some Jew who is staying next to the masjid, he said he'll send food for us always. So then he was satisfied. Then they explained to him, you got more trust on the Jew when we told you that he'll send food for us, and you haven't got trust on Allah, who has promised to send our rosy. And on him, on Allah, you haven't got the trust that he'll send our rosy, but you got trust that somebody has taken your responsibility. You got a job, parents also, my children got their jobs, etc. They got their shops, so now we are satisfied. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, was poisoned, the Khalifa, the first righteous Khalifa of Islam. He was poisoned in his last days. The Hakim told him that I fear you are not going to live because you have been poisoned. He said, even if I wasn't poisoned, you should fear, you should not have itminan on my life. You should fear on my life. One jamaat was here from Syria, or somewhere we met them, and they said something very beautiful, just can't find those words in Arabic. They say that if you hear that somebody is still living, you must be surprised. And if you hear somebody passed away, that should be normal. Because just as we are sitting here in our bodies, one clot somewhere, brain hemorrhage now, or anywhere else, a person, heart attack, whatever the causes, so many. Anything can happen to us. The earth can just open up and swallow all of us now. Anything can happen anywhere. And when you're on the road, as one good friend of ours told us, you sit with your 2 legs in the car, you must imagine your 1 leg is in the qabr already. But the accident that happened, hijackings that happened, and the crime cases that happen. So to hear that in all these circumstances you are still living is surprising. And to die in such things is a miracle. That you are still living is a miracle. But we take it the opposite. So we have to turn to Allah. Any case, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His great power and His great qudrat. And this night is also a display of the power of Allah. Just like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that in one night He has put the reward. And if we make qadr and value this night, then this one night, whether it is tonight, whether it is past, whether it's coming, Allah ta'ala knows. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa, one saying of his, that Laylatul Qadr has got 9 alphabets. Allah has said it 3 times in the surah. And 9 times 3 is 27. And ulama, the vast majority of ulama, have got the feel that it comes every year on the 27th night. And this is the most likely night, though it is really, if we see the hadith, what we hear also, it can be the, any of the other nights, it can be out of Ramadan also. But most probably it is this night. And the vast majority of the ummah hinge all their hopes that this is the night. In any case, we should make ibadat on all the nights, not just depend on this one night. But at the same time, don't miss the ibadat of this night. Try and make ibadat on all the nights, especially the odd night, as much as we can. But on this night, we should not deprive ourselves. That this is the 27th night, Allah knows which night it is. But we should try and take full benefit of this night. So, and what great, great, when Allah Ta'ala said, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ, one night, and our nights really, it is about a 12-hour night, but we are awake for most of that night. So generally, all the Muslims, not only we are in i'tikaf, but all, we are awake for about 8 hours of that night. About 4 hours is our sleeping time. With difficulty, we can go to 5 hours, where it's now winter here. It's just about 4 hours to stay awake for 4 hours and get the reward of 83 years and 4 months, and not 83 years and 4 months, plus khairum min. And Allah's khair, only Allah knows how lot khair, better it is. Better than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. Better than 1,000 months. If you give somebody a job, a laborer, you tell him, I'll pay you 100 rand for the day, but if you do a good job, I'll give you more. It depends now how rich you are and how big your heart is, which is more important than how rich you are. How big your heart is more important. So according to that, you will give him more. If he's a stingy person, he said, I'll give you more. How much more is he going to give? How much more can you expect? Allah whose riches are unlimited, Allah whose generosity is unlimited, the jood, the kindness, the generosity of Allah is there's no limit to it. When Allah says better than 83 years and 4 months, it is well hoped it can be even more than 83 years and 4 months. If you tell somebody, I'll give you a job for 100 rand, and if you do a good job, I'll give you more, you won't expect more than 100 rand. You'll expect 10, 20 rand, 50 rand, which is almost impossible. Half your what you are promised. And more than, and Allah, you can even expect more than 83 years and 4 months. And this is the opportunity we have got. And the ibadat also is so easy. Allah made it. Allah is so merciful that Allah has kept the greatest rewards and returns for the smallest effort. For example, it comes in the hadith. The Jews are that nation who work like from Fajr till Zuhr, a long time, and they get their wages for it. The Christians are those who work from Zuhr to Asr, and they get their wages for that. And the Muslims are those, the shortest period, which is, according to the Hanafi Mazhab and our elders, Asr they make 55 minutes before sunset, it's famous. Fajr, 55 minutes, and Fajr, 25 minutes, 25 minutes before sunrise. And Asr, 55 minutes. When you finish your Asr, 10 minutes minimum in your namaz. So you only got left with 45 minutes. And you work for 45 minutes and you get more wages than those who work from Fajr till Zuhr. And those who work from Zuhr to Asr, this ummah, the wages Allah has kept the greatest. And when they complain to Allah, Allah says, didn't I give you what I promised you? Yes. And it's my choice who I want to give more. It is my choice. The boss, it is his choice. If he wants to give whoever, this is that period we have got. Just this little bit of tawajjuh from our side and how much we will get. As much as we can, we should try and spend this night. So Allah has made it very easy. The night will start now with our Maghrib namaz, before our Maghrib when the sun sets. So make our iftari, and with that also make the niyat that it is sunnah to make iftari. Our eating also becomes ibadat. Okay? We can eat whether we're just having our khajur and we were zamzam, or we're having, some people having more than that, but make niyat that yes, and it is a great sunnah. Iftari is a great sunnah. So that is also ibadat. After that, engage in du'as, engage in tilawat, then we make maghrib. So everyone, Allah give us tawfiq, we are here inshallah, we all will make our maghrib with jamaat. Throughout the whole world, throughout our life, let us make our maghrib also, all our namazes with jamaat. And then after maghrib, just how easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. It has come in a narration, hadith, that a person who will read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the fourth supara where the surah starts, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, the surah ruku just before that, about two pages. A person who reads it after Maghrib, he gets the whole night's ibadat. So you just read that one surah. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, who taught, Rahmatullah Ali, who taught us this, he said, I read it in the two sunnahs of Maghrib. So already he said, my meter starts moving already. And the first, you finish your faras, you read it. And then the whole night, you get the sawab of the whole night's ibadah. So easy to get that. Then a person who reads Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak Alladhi, the 21 supara and 29 supara. A person who reads this between Maghrib and Isha the whole year round, who reads it between Maghrib and Isha, gets the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Our whole year we can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And we read it on the night of Laylatul Qadr, that night we got the sawab already. And that night is so great and so valuable. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very easy for us. We can get this great, great sawab. We make our Isha with Jamaat. And for that, half the night's ibadat we get. Make our Fajr with Jamaat, the other night. So by that we got also the whole night's ibadat. In other words, where Allah said, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ, we can also understand that Allah has made the mean that not only 83 years plus 83 years and 4 months plus, but Allah Ta'ala will multiply by many 83 years and 4 months. And this was also the great love of Allah Ta'ala for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his ummah. When they read, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the pre-ummahs of before, they made so much, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, continuous jihad and striving in the path of Allah. My ummah's lifespan is between 60 and 70. They won't be able to compete and they won't be able to excel them. That lifespan is very limited. But Allah, He's shown His power that in the short span of 60 and 70 years, more or less, average lifespan, Allah has put not 83 years and 4 months, not 1,000 months, but we don't know what Allah has put in every moment, how much Allah Ta'ala, and the fadail of this ummah are unbelievable. They are believable, we believe in them. But it is such, it's mind-boggling how, what the fadail of this ummah. And when these opportunities come, let us take advantage. So we read, after Maghrib, try and read, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and try and learn it off, and every day we read it, every night, and we get the sawab of the whole night. Our Maghrib with Jamaat, Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Tabarak Alladhi. So these are the things very easily we can do. And it won't be even noticed. We just get into the strain and we do it, and it's hardly noticed. And if we read the surahs in namaz, then the rewards are even more greater. Because for every letter, the minimum reward is 10. And you read it with wudu, the reward is greater. You read it in nafil namaz, sitting position more greater, standing position even more greater. And then you are reading it, all the surahs in namaz. What the great rewards are by Allah Tabarak. So this is the night Allah Ta'ala is presenting to us. And then again, now for this year, for us here, it is together with the night of Jumu'ah. Laylatul Jumu'ah. The night of Jumu'ah, the ibadat is so great every throughout the year. Jumu'ah is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. And this Allah Ta'ala has given us, it was ordained by Allah, that the day of Jumu'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the days of the week. And Allah gave it to this ummah, we chose. The Jews missed it, they went to Saturday. Christians lost it even more, they went to Sunday. Allah gave us a great day. And now it's up to us, how much qadr, how much do we appreciate this great gift of Allah Ta'ala. So with really no extra effort, we can acquire so much. Together with that, let us try and read at least one tasbih, 100 times. And it's not a matter of reading, it is a matter of a dua. That La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullahu al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. We should try and read that as much as possible. If we read it even just 100 times, it will take us about 5-6 minutes. And what great returns there are on that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized and stressed on it. And then the dua of the night, when Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if I find Laylatul Qadr, then what should I read in there? And what a short, simple, easy, most comprehensive, most needed dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught that read this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are forgiveness. Not just that you forgive, part of your work is you forgive. You are forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. So forgive me. You love to forgive. So forgive. What a presentation to Allah Ta'ala. And each one of us, even if we are like, according to our thinking, 100% we are pious and doing everything correctly, nobody can fulfill. We who are limited, a person who is limited, anything which is limited can never fulfill the rights of one that is unlimited. The water of a glass can never, the water of a jug can never fill in a glass. The water of a bucket can't fill in a jug. The water of the reservoir can't fit into the river's water can't fit into the reservoir. So Allah who is unlimited, the 7 oceans also, and we who are fully limited, our capacity is limited in every way, we can't fulfill the rights of. Even if we live 100% and 100% we make, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who can be his sincerity, the wealth with which he built the Kaaba Sharif, but he says, Ya Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, is not worthy of acceptance. In your mercy, you accept it from us. So we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So we just have to make our efforts as much as we can. And Allah Ta'ala, whatever we try, and sincerely, what our intention, your niyat was to get up for tahajjud sincerely, you didn't get up, Allah still gives you the reward. For any act, any amal you want to do, you are sincere in your intention, Allah gives you the reward. So Allah Ta'ala gives so much. So this night, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is a night تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. That the malaika and the main farishta, according to the tafsir, one explanation, Jibreel alayhi salam, all come. And when they look, they come to admire and envy the ibadat of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they put their objection, that, oh Allah, you are creating a nation that will yasfiku fiha dima, they will make blood flow, they will cause murder, they will cause havoc on the earth. And now we're seeing those people, they are all engaged. Young people are engaged in Allah's ibadat. Old people, women are engaged. People in the jungles are making Allah's ibadat. People in the cities, people in the masjids, people at home, all are engaged. They also admiring. What is this happening? That who we thought are the worst people, the worst creation of Allah, these people are all for what the purpose of this world and the purpose of Allah creating and Him giving us all our faculties of our eyes, our eyesight, our ears, our brains, everything. And then instead of using it for other things, they are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم. And this is all by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah, they greet, Jibreel alayhi salam greets those people. And a person will feel the coolness in his heart. In this ibadat, he turns to Allah. He will find himself becoming a malakuti, becoming a farishta. He will express, so Allah has given us this opportunity, let us not lose it. We can sleep a little while, no problem. But if we want to, whatever we want to do tomorrow on Jummah, do it now, finish. Even if we take our bath, finish. That is also an ibadah. To take a Jummah bath with the niyat of Jummah is a very big ibadah. This preparation of Jummah, do all our things at night, tomorrow sleep it in the way. The most precious nights of the year are these nights, the 10 nights last 10 nights of Ramadan. And in them, the greatest night is Shabi Qadr. We don't know which is specifically that night. But as most of the ulama feel, the 27th night, in any case, we should not let it go. And just a little bit effort from our side, if we can make this ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And how fortunate, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, are those people who spend 10 such nights in their lifetime, who spend 20. So even our young boys who are here, every one of us, if we are now at the end of our life, it looks like only Allah knows who's going to live for till how long, how many more Ramadan's precious moments Allah is going to bless us. Whatever night, one night, two nights, 20 nights we get of this, what a great earning. And so easy. This is really the reward more of what somebody can pay you to move a mountain from its place. But we are not asked to move any mountain from its place. We are not asked to do hard labor and dig the ground and do very hard and difficult work. Simple work, sitting with a tasbih, making our namaz, making tilawat, du'as of this night. Du'as are special, great. And all of us, we know of our problems, of other people who are close to us. Everyone, really, we should be worried of our maut. Our age from now till mort, what and what can happen? What? How many people? Some of our students, when they were here, they were so active. And today they are just bedridden. They can't do a thing. We don't know what can happen to anyone. We have to ask, beg of Allah. Our matter is not in our hands. It's not in the hands of the doctors. It's not in the hands of the financial people. No one. It is with Allah Ta'ala. And we got the opportunity that we don't have to go through any protocols also really. We have to make our wudu. We have to see that we are doing a few basic things Allah step. Compared to protocols, if we have to go and meet the mayor and we have the opportunity to ask him something, or our ward counselor, or if we're more bigger than that, the province, the person who is the big shot of the province, how lot of protocols. Yeah, really compared to that, nothing whatsoever. And we have direct access to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, His attention is towards us. He's just waiting for us to make our attention to Him. Allah, it's impossible for Allah to forget any of His creation. A small ant, a germ that we can't see with our eyes. We need a microscope. Allah Ta'ala is watching everyone. That little worm in the middle, in the bottom of the ocean, that is gone blind and it can't look for its own rosy. Allah makes the arrangement for the rosy to be taken to it. Allah gives it its rosy there also. So for us, Allah Tabarakallah has full attention. We just have to make our attention to Allah. And what if this night we ask Allah Ta'ala for istiqamat, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا, that, oh Allah, what we have done, what we have earned, let it stay with us for the future. Give it beautiful acceptance by you. That not we just made the ibadat and finished. No, that real objective of gaining taqwa, gaining the friendship of Allah, that connection with Allah, that is the, those are the things that we have to ask Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Somebody asked me, what are you asking this night? I'm asking from Allah that He becomes mine. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri, you are mine, everything is mine. You don't have to worry anything after that. You have handed it over to Allah Ta'ala. And don't ask me, ask my lawyer. And na'mal mawla wa na'mal wakil, the best lawyer is Allah Ta'ala. You handed it over to Him, you don't have to worry of your court case or anything. He'll take care and He'll look after everything. So this is a beautiful occasion Allah has given us. Let us try and make as much ibadat as we can, and these simple ibadat. And whoever, our friends, family, encourage them also, really, that we shouldn't be wasting one moment of this night, of this month, of our lives. Every moment of our whole life, even out of Ramadan, they are all so valuable. We should not be influenced by the people who are just overtaken with this dunya, with the outward flimsy, that got no value, that hasn't got sabat, it's not firm, it doesn't stay. The glitter, glamour of this dunya and all these things of this dunya, that is not what we are created for. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, in these things of akhirat, what namat Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. That is what we have to endeavor for. Not the things of this dunya. وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة. And then how Allah describes the حور العين. إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أذكارا عربا أترابا. Uruban Atraba? Li Ashabi Yameen. For the people, what and what Allah has prepared for them. Sullatum min al awwaleen, wa sullatum min al akhireen. There's people here, and Allah describes the figures of the Hurul Een, and that they will be permanent virgins. Even after having relations with them, they will be again virgins. You'll have your first night every night. All the time, what Allah has prepared. Where are we making our faces dirty with women of the street and with other women of this world? What Allah has prepared. Keep our eyes there. What great namat Allah Ta'ala has given. So this is an occasion. Let all of us, we ourselves, if we are contacting our family, tell them to get engaged in ibadat as much as possible. Our friends and everyone. And let us appreciate this and let it be carried forward for the next month, for the next year, for our time till mort. This is the greatest occupation, to be engaged in the ibadat of Allah. The occupation for what our job description is this. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not been created. Our job description is not other work. Our job description, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And on that, what Allah is going to give, we can't imagine. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us, and let us appreciate all our time, and make the best of it, and make dua for one another, for all of us, for the whole ummah, our marhumin. Make dua for the whole ummah, what the conditions that your ummah is going through. Dua is the solution. It's in our hands, use it. And make the duas to Allah, and Allah will change the conditions.